We're talking today with John Sampson from Midwest Farm Shows. And, John, we're ready to kick off the 2012 Tulsa Farm Show. And, what, this is the 19th annual edition.
It's hard to believe the time has gone by that fast, but yeah, we're doing 19. Today is the opening day, and we've got lots new for everyone that attends. We've expanded the show to the complete Quick Trip Center, soon to be another name, but now it's still the Quick Trip Center. We've got a great group of vendors on the east end of the building, and it's going to fill out nicely, and I think just be a real compliment to the upper level of the building, which has been sold out for 2 or 3 years now, as far as we can go. Plus, we've got a little $1,000 giveaway to add to the mix this year. That folks that arrive before noon, early birds, can register down on that lower level at the Go Bob booth, and at noon we'll give some lucky person $1,000 they can spend at the show with exhibitors here. And then, of course, a lot of the perennial favorites are back. Craig Cameron will be here starting at 10 a.m. with his gentle horse training clinics, and always a fun thing to watch. And, of course, we've got the cattle equipment demos twice a day. Friday morning, we're going to have the kids in for the scholarship competition, which is one of my favorite things. And at noon, after we give those scholarship awards, we've got a nice fundraising auction with some great merchandise that folks can come in and bid on. And 100% of the proceeds go to scholarships for Oklahoma high school kids. It's just a lot of fun. We're up to 350, maybe a few more after today, exhibitors. Just really proud of the show. It's been a fun thing to put together and watch it grow over the years.
Now, moving to the lower level this year means that you've got a little more space, obviously, or really a lot more space for folks to kind of stretch out a little bit, but just a tremendous variety of things that they can see this year, most certainly.
There sure are. We've added a little bit of variety. We've certainly added a lot of folks that have some different ideas about how to deal with some of the challenges that are out there today. Drought being one thing that is paramount on everybody's mind these days. There are some strategies to deal with it. There are seed companies that are producing some amazing drought-resistant seed and so on. And those folks are here to share their ideas and give folks an idea of what's possible, and you know, to make a decision whether they want to do that or not. And of course, there's lots of new equipment. Most of the advances in equipment are on the technology end. Really, the combines haven't changed how they look very much, nor the tractors. It's just that the technology that you can put in them has become far easier to use and far more useful in producing a better bottom line for the ag producer.
John, you all have several shows that Midwest does put on around the country. Of course, two right here in Oklahoma. But as you get around and as you work with a lot of different vendors as well as see a lot of different producers in this annual circuit that you make, 2012's been a tough year. What's been the attitude of folks as you've traveled the circuits this year?
Well, it's amazingly optimistic. I think people who characterize farmers as being ultra-conservative are probably about half wrong. They gamble with a lot of money by putting seed in the ground and hoping it'll grow and hoping the rain comes at the right time or working with irrigation and then hoping that the market's okay and trying to time that properly and market their crops right. But optimism, I think, has been the watchword. During the poor crops in the northern areas, with the drought, insurance saved a lot of folks from having big losses, crop insurance. The cost of that, of course, will go up as the claims are factored into the rates for next year, but They still are doing okay. We just came off the Peoria Farm Show, and attitudes were fantastic. They were investing in some of the new technology and a lot of new equipment there. And I've heard from a couple fellows in the cattle industry that it appears that they're starting to rebuild the herds a little bit here. Populations are down so far, though, that it's going to take a long time. The drought situation, nobody can do anything about that but the good Lord, and we can all pray for much, much better weather. We got a little bit of a rain on Sunday night or Monday morning, and not nearly enough here in Tulsa, but I guess east of here it rained pretty heavily. And that's a start, but even where I live in northeast Iowa, we're 19 inches low in the last two growing seasons. So it's fairly general, but new hybrids are being put out there that deal pretty well with the ground moisture situation, and hopefully we'll be able to get through this. Ag has been one of the stronger segments of the economy through this tough time we're going through, and we feel fortunate to be a part of that. But still, it has been difficult, and you got to give these ag producers a lot of credit for hanging in there and doing a great job.
Well, last question, John. That has to do with the farm show concept itself. Y'all are invested heavily and committed heavily to shows like Tulsa and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City and these others that you have. Does this continue to be a good venue for your folks that are trying to interface with farmers, ranchers, and basically get these ideas, these new products out to them?
It sure does, and because it draws so many producers to the show, where they can do actually a comparison shopping situation for a lot of different brand offerings without doing a lot of traveling, and that's a big issue for a lot of folks with $3 plus fuel costs. And you also run into some manufacturer representatives at these shows that have, some answers that maybe the local dealer doesn't. Gives the end user a nice chance to talk to some of the factory folks. And when you got 350 good vendors here, most of them involved in production agriculture, offering well over 1,000 lines of equipment and services, they can do a lot of shopping in a short period of time, and I think that's important. Time is the great equalizer, and everybody gets 24 hours a day, regardless of whether you're Warren Buffett or a lowly burger flipper at McDonald's, and it's just something that everyone needs to save the time, and the shows offer that opportunity. And you do see some things that you didn't even know existed.
Okay.